Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're great. I hope you're well. I hope you're smooth. I hope that you are all of the amazing things. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope your team made it into the college football playoff if you had a horse in the race. I hope you enjoyed some NFL football. Maybe you didn't if you were a fan of the Chiefs. If you're a fan of the Ravens, probably not. And we got a lot to get into. We have even more football tonight on the NFL side of things. We got the Eagles and we got the Chargers. We're going to get into that matchup. We got a lot to dissect over the next several hours, of course, and we'll get into this momentarily. I have some strong opinions about this. Notre Dame is not in the college football playoff. They were in the college football playoff every damn time they did the rankings, but last night, yesterday afternoon, they were not. Miami is in. What a shock. Shedeur Sanders, he's in. He's the starting quarterback for the Browns for the rest of the season. Daniel Jones, he's out. Let's be real now. The Indianapolis Colts, I didn't believe in them with Daniel Jones. I most certainly think they're cooked for the rest of the season. Mike Tomlin, he got a break. I just told you about those Ravens, huh? The Steelers pick up a victory over the Ravens. Good for them. Chiefs, bad loss last night to the Texans. Sunday night football. We got some guests who are going to come through and join us. Brian Fisher from Sports Illustrated covers all things college football. We'll get his thoughts on Notre Dame being out and Miami being in. We got Luke Easterling joining us. Covers all things NFL for Athlon Sports. We got a lot to get into. You want to be a part of the show? Easy. Here's the phone number. You ready? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Not a difficult guy to find. What a day. What a weekend. And today, of course, what's today? Damn it, I don't know. December 8th. 2025. At the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history, and we got a lot of things to get into. Before we move on and I get into Notre Dame complaining, whining, kvetching, all of the things, before we do any of that, I have to ask our producer, Ryan Botcher. Botcher, you had a good weekend. You enjoy all the football?
I had a great weekend. I love seeing Notre Dame in tears. It's just, ooh, it's one of my favorite things.
What did they do to you?
No, I just have a friend who was basically talking trash the entire year, saying that Miami's not getting in because Notre Dame is going to be favored. And it was funny to see the upset.
You like watching your friends wallow in pain.
Oh, yeah. I am a Miami-adjacent fan. I'm not like a diehard Miami fan, but I watch them just because it's tough to watch college football in the Northeast. So I was glad to see that happen.
Oh, ouch. What a good... I was going to say what a good friend you are, but no, what a jerk of a friend you are, huh? Would you agree with that?
No. It's mutual ways. It's not being a jerk if we're both jerks to each other.
Well, how about this? Notre Dame. Everybody involved with the school. I like Notre Dame. I went to Botcher. I did my my media for the movement tour with Special Olympics a few years ago. Notre Dame was one of my favorite spots. Outside of feeling the cold in my spine, like at night and in the morning, I loved it there. Notre Dame has a great media facility. They have a great radio studio. I broadcast in their studio. They put my face up on a digital video wall out there, Botcher.
Yeah, but we don't have that here.
Oh. Oh, damn. Okay. Well, so you're saying you are saying that Notre Dame studio is better than Odyssey in New York?
I would probably say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest.
As someone who's been in both, I would agree. I would say yes. The answer is yes. The Notre Dame studio was very nice. But I digress. I like Notre Dame. They gave me a full tour of the grounds. They showed me the cathedrals. They showed me the equipment. I like Notre Dame. But as it stands today, I can't say that I'm disappointed. But I say that Notre Dame has to face the reality. This 12-team college football playoff, it's brand new. We know that. We've gone from four teams with a bunch of schmucks sit in a room and decide the top four. We've advanced now to 12. We got 12 teams decided by schmucks, college football schmucks who sit in a room and they decide who the top 12 teams are. And unfortunately, we also have to include a Power Five, which I think is the crux of the problem. That's the biggest issue. But as it stands, with an expansion of 12, you got to get down to brass tacks. And Notre Dame found out the hard way. They have been a part of the rankings for the past, month and a half since they started the rankings for the college football playoff. Until yesterday, when Miami got in. And we've had this conversation. We had Jerry Palm on the show last week from, Palm Brackets. And he's just like, no, Miami's not getting it. Miami's not getting it. Well, damn it, Miami got in. And Notre Dame is not. And it's pretty much because of the week one game where Miami beat Notre Dame 27-24. And so Notre Dame was in. They were in. Every single ranking, they were in. They were in. And then the committee took a chance and said, well, let's look again. And they said, nah, you out. You out. Miami beat Notre Dame. You out. We got to put Miami in and not you. And so everybody at Notre Dame right now is kind of ticked off. Let's listen to one of the representatives from the College Football Playoff Committee. He actually represents the University of Arkansas. Hunter Yurecek, he spoke on ESPN, and he explained why the committee said Miami is in and Notre Dame is out.
And you look at those two teams on paper, and they are almost equal in their schedule strength, their common opponents, the results against their common opponents. But the one metric we had to fall back on, again, was the head-to-head. I charged the committee members to go back and watch that game again, the Miami-Notre Dame game, because it was so far back. And we got some interesting debate from our coaches on what that game looked like as we watched it. And with that in mind, we gave Miami the nod over Notre Dame.
I'm not mad at him. I think the issue that a lot of people from Notre Dame had is, well, we were in the college football playoff all season long. Every time they did the rankings, we were right there. And so we go all the way. We're in. We don't even play this past weekend, which, by the way, might have come to their disadvantage. And you're just going to put Miami in at the end? Like, why were we in the rankings and then all of a sudden out of the rankings? This is not fair if you're someone at Notre Dame. Well, let's listen to the man who helps run the whole program from the sports side, Pete Vevacqua. He talked about this entire situation and how it just does not make sense.
Our problem, Dave, is with the process, right? So we were, for right or wrong reasons, and you might totally disagree with me, but we were absolutely led to believe this entire CFP ranking season that we were in. You know, you go back to that first ranking, we were 6-2, Miami was 6-2, and they beat us. They beat us in that first game. I'm not going to argue that. I mean, that's plain as day. You know, it was a good game, but they beat us. But we were both 6-2. We were 10th. They were 18th. The only thing that happened from that point is we both won out in convincing fashion. I think we won our next four games by an average of 30 points. For some reason, we end up 11th and on the outside looking in. And like, we're not getting reasonable explanations for this. We're not complaining. I'm not complaining about the teams. I'm complaining about the process and the fact that Marcus had to get up there in front of those kids yesterday.
Yeah.
And didn't have any real answers.
Oh, we don't have it. Well, it's not for him to have answers. The guys and the girls and the women, the ladies, the gentlemen who select the teams, they're the ones who are supposed to have the answers. And we just heard from one of them, and Hunter Yurecek. Here's the brass tacks, and you know what? Forget that. I'm going to give you my thoughts in a second. Because you do play the games on the football field, right? Yeah, there's a bunch of suits who sit in a room and they decide who's in the playoff, who's out the playoff. That's the case of it. But you still figure this out on the football field. Marcus Freeman is on the field. He's not out there playing. He's on the sidelines coaching Notre Dame. And we just heard from his AD, said, Marcus, how does he explain this to the, you know, the student athletes in quotation marks. Marcus Freeman, this is what he had to say when being left out of the college football playoff.
A committee made it clear on Tuesday that the debate and focus has been on Notre Dame and Alabama. And I might not agree with the decision to flip us, but it shows that the debate isn't Notre Dame, BYU, Miami, it's Notre Dame and Alabama. And as I evaluate our team and what we've been able to do the past 10 weeks, I believe we're as complete of a team as in playing as well as anybody in the country.
Mm. No, you heard what he had to say about them in Alabama, huh? Well, Alabama with a 10-3 record. Let's keep in mind. Let me say it again. Alabama has a 10-3 record. Notre Dame has a record of 10-2. Alabama went into the college football playoff over Notre Dame despite having that extra loss. And the committee, the people that select the teams, they basically said Alabama had a tougher schedule, including going out there and beating Georgia, who they just lost to. But Georgia is now number 3 on the college football playoff rankings as we move towards, well, obviously Georgia has a bye. And so Alabama is in. Notre Dame is out. Oh, you heard from Marcus Freeman. He's the head coach. He feels okay. He's not happy. Let me not say he feels okay. He's not happy, but he's the coach. He can't stand around whining, complaining, bitching, convention. He can't do that. And you have Pete Bevacqua. It's his job as the athletic director to represent Notre Dame. It's his job to go out there and do that. But what about somebody from the outside? A little less removed. We've had him as a guest right here on the JR Sport Brief Show. What about Joe Theismann? Joe Theismann is never shy to speak his mind. Joe Theismann was on Sirius XM. And, well, he spoke his mind. He said the fact that Notre Dame is not in the college football playoff, he said, it's disgusting.
It was disgusting. It really was. You look at the rankings, just as an example. You know, Notre Dame and Miami should have been in, but what is Alabama doing in this? They've lost 3 games. It's the first three-loss team that's ever been in. And to leave Notre Dame out, Notre Dame was ranked above Miami all year until a quote-unquote the committee decides on who winds up in the CFP. It's insulting. It's deplorable. And it's just flat wrong, to be honest with you. It's people talk about the system being broken. You don't need to look very deep into this system to realize there's no 3-loss team that should be in the playoffs. If you wanted to put somebody in, BYU only lost 2 games. Texas lost 3 games. But yet Alabama still is at number 9 with 3 losses. They lose to Florida State. I guess I'm getting on a little bit of a roll, okay? But the bottom line is I really feel like Notre Dame has been done an injustice.
Ouch. In the committee, the College Football Playoff Committee, put together by different ADs all over the, you know, the country and whatnot. It's 13 of them. 13. Okay, and I agree, and I do. I agree with Joe Theismann. I agree. It's a bad idea to have 13 people sitting around going ahead and deciding who's in and who's out. And all of a sudden, at the end of the season, after all the conference championship games are done, to look at Notre Dame and just say, well, we can't have them in because they lost to Miami, even though Notre Dame was in the whole process, that is crap. It's ridiculous. The process was always going to be ridiculous. And this is what could have changed things. For everybody whining and complaining and saying Notre Dame should be in and why are they in and Miami this. And listen, folks, this is why they play the games. We know the system is flawed. Don't blame the athletic directors. Don't blame the College Football Playoff Committee. Go out there and win some damn games. It's very, very simple. Here's a simple equation. If Notre Dame beat Miami at the top of the season and Notre Dame would be in. Is it fair that they went the rest of the way? They lost their first two games and then they went on a 10-game winning streak. Is it fair that that was not acknowledged? Yeah, maybe not, but life ain't fair. Okay, is it fair that the College Football Playoff Committee all of a sudden looked at Notre Dame all the way through and said, oh yeah, they cool, they in, they good, they good. And then at the end they said, oh yeah, but we got to go back in time. Is that fair? No, but that's the reality of it. You have an opportunity every time you step onto the football field to make your case. Notre Dame had 12 tries to make their case. It didn't matter if it was the beginning, the middle, or the end. Does it suck that they were in the race the whole time and then all the way at the end that they got the boot? No, it's not fair. But life ain't fair. And so for anybody whining and crying at Notre Dame, get over it. Notre Dame made it very clear. We ain't playing in no Pop-Tarts Bowl. Excuse me? We're Notre Dame. You think we're going to accept an invite? We didn't get invited to the College Football Playoff. We're Notre Dame. We ain't playing in no Pop-Tarts Bowl. For a gigantic Pop-Tart to jump out of a toaster and sacrifice himself to be eaten by the winning team? You think Notre Dame would do that? No. They're too fancy for that. Hey, by the way, Botcher, I'm not going to be sitting in a bowl of Cheez-Its this year. That's not me. Not this year. I won't be at the Cheez-It Bowl. I won't be.
That was a one-time thing? The Cheez-Its got everywhere?
Last year was a one-time thing for the Cheez-Its Bowl. It was, unfortunately. It was. Botcher, people are weird out here. People have been asking me for about 2 weeks now. JR, you going to the Cheez-It Bowl? JR, you going to sit in the Cheez-Its again? JR, you going to be the Cheese Cast? I'm like, who the hell is thinking about this? People are, though, Botcher. People are.
I would say that's pretty weird, but I'm not going to lie. The Pop-Tart Bowl is my favorite bowl.
Oh, boy.
Just because I think it's hilarious that each year they're making it more and more dramatic that they're sacrificing a Pop-Tart.
Wow. He's sacrificing himself, no, right?
Yeah, but now there's like different flavors and stuff. And it's,
he wants to be eaten.
And I find that hilarious. It's amazing.
What? That a Pop-Tart mascot wants to jump into a toaster and be eaten by the team.
Yes, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That's great marketing.
Wild things have happened. Okay. Listen, Botch, I can't. People were asking me. People want. Botch, I'm sitting in a gigantic bowl of Cheez-Its. People are asking me to throw them Cheez-Its. Botcher, my ass and my feet, my shoes, my shoes. I'm sitting in a bowl. People are asking me to throw them the Cheez-Its, bruh.
How deep is this Cheez-It bowl? Because if you can get like your hand underneath the first or second layer, then it's not that nasty.
Botcher, did you see the bowl of Cheez-Its I was sitting in?
I did. You need like a whole ladder and it was, yeah.
Yeah, I needed a ladder to get in the Cheez-Its. There's a crap ton of Cheez-Its. You think I'm putting my arm, I don't know, shoulder deep, elbow deep into Cheez-Its just to throw it at somebody?
If they're nice, maybe they're being like, hey, please.
Do you understand that for me to get in that bowl of Cheez-Its? Like the Cheez-Its are moving around. You understand that, right?
Oh, so it's like quicksand.
That's not quicksand, but
you start to sink.
Yeah, what I sit on and what I move around, the Cheez-Its move around.
Yeah, It's also pretty wasteful if you're thinking about it from Cheez-Its.
Oh, well, here we go. Now I'm going to have the food hunger bank on my ass now, huh?
No, I'm just thinking. It's just,
listen, it wasn't wasteful because my ass was on the Cheez-Its and I'm sitting in a bowl of it and people are asking me three rows back, can you throw some at me? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not?
So
I'm not eating them. You want the Cheez-Its, you get them.
So you did throw the Cheez-Its at them?
Yeah, I threw the Cheez-Its into the crowd. People were asking for it and they were eating them.
Okay.
I'm like, you sick freaks. I'm pretty sure people do worse things. But I mean, y'all want to eat the Cheez-Its that I've been sitting on for like 30 minutes? Okay, fine.
They get sick.
Not my problem.
If they get a little bit sick for a couple days, is it worth it? It's a good story. You ate Cheez-Its out of the Cheez-It bowl at the Cheez-It bowl.
Okay, all right. Good for them. Well, we know who we won't see at no Cheez-It bowl. We know who we will not see at no Pop-Tart bowl. They're going to be sitting around watching just like all of us, and maybe they will not watch. Maybe they, as they said, they will wait for next season. We are not going to see Notre Dame because they're just going to cry, and they're going to whine, and they're going to complain. Well, tough. Life ain't fair. Get over it. You had a chance. You had an opportunity just like everybody else. You had a chance and an opportunity just like everybody else to avoid whatever the hell the committee wanted to do. All you had to do was win. And you had a head-to-head, and you took on Miami, and you lost. As simple as that. Don't blame the committee. Don't complain about the process. Don't complain about the results. Complain about your actions. Complain about yourself. It's that simple. This is sports. Yeah, people in a boardroom can help influence what takes place. They can influence what happens. But it's up to you to have the biggest influence on the field. Don't leave it to a committee. And so I know it sucks for Notre Dame. But the football crew, they got nobody to blame but themselves. It's that simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got so much to get into. We're going to have this conversation with Brian Fisher from Sports Illustrated next hour. We're going to talk some NFL with Luke Easterling from Athlon Sports. He's going to come through and join us later on in the show. We got the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, they're trying not to look silly against the Chargers, even though you got Justin Herbert with a busted up hand. We got a lot to get into. If you want to call me, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And I'll take a look at the phone calls. Understand this. Notre Dame is out of the college football playoff. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'll take a look at the phone lines. Then we'll talk about a quarterback in the NFL who's in. He plays for the Browns. We'll get into Shador on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we've been having a conversation here about Notre Dame not making it in to the college football playoff. Miami gets in, Alabama gets in, and ultimately, if you listen to the college football playoff committee, 13 members across all these schools, they pretty much said it was the head-to-head. Okay, we saw what Miami did. Miami beat Notre Dame to open up the season 27-24, and it was that head-to-head. They looked at the athleticism of the Hurricanes. They looked at Notre Dame, and they said, nah. As simple as that. And so Notre Dame's having a fit because they were looked upon all season long, every rankings as a part of the college football playoff until the last one. And so Notre Dame's approach is, this is a waste of time. Like, we in the college football playoff rankings the whole damn, season towards the end, and all of a sudden the last one, we're out? That's not fair. Life ain't fair. Get over it. Okay, there ain't nothing simple here. All you can do is what you can do on the football field, and that's win. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I mean, even before we went to break, we heard from Joe Theismann. He was on SiriusXM. Joe Theismann is like, oh, it's disgusting. It's disgusting that the Notre Dame is not it. Well, tell Notre Dame to win next time. Okay, it's really that simple. Don't blame other people. I'm sorry. I got no excuses in life. Look in the mirror and blame yourself. Don't blame somebody else. Lazy, lazy, lazy. Blame yourself. 888-710-4ISN. Notre Dame is out. I'm going to tell you about somebody who's they're in. Shador Sanders got a job. Shador Sanders not leaving as the starting quarterback of the Browns, at least for this season. 888-710-4ISN. Andy is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andy?
JR, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, if the powers that be would only use two things in their criteria for how to make things right, there would never be a problem. And those two things are, first, the integrity of the game, and second, for the fans. What they're doing, is it for the fans? Me personally, I would have liked to seen at least eight teams in the playoff from the beginning. And now that we have the NIL, definitely 16 teams. Shouldn't have to wait till next year or the following year or 3 years. I don't care about TV contracts. I don't care about booking sites. None of that. The easiest way, I said this on a show when they first started out with two or four teams, I said, you know, if they knew how to make money, and I'm not saying they don't, but their brains are wired in such a way that they don't see what's obvious in front of them. If you take all the bowl games, you make it a eight teams in the beginning, and I do it 16 teams now, and you would sell the college playoff games to the highest bidders, like Tostitos or Cheez-Its or whoever, and the highest bidder gets a national championship. And you know, and so forth, right on down, instead of these home games that they're doing. But Notre Dame should be in, and I'm not a Notre Dame fan. Alabama and Miami should be in. Vanderbilt and Texas should be in. The answer for that is it should be 16 teams, because you can't tell me, and nobody else can tell me, that Vanderbilt or Texas or Notre Dame or Alabama can't go on a run and get hot and just win it all. And well, that's what I want to see as a fan.
Who can get hot and win it all? Who?
I think Vanderbilt could get hot and win it all.
No, I don't know about that one. I mean, let's look at reality. Do you feel that James Madison can get hot and win it all?
I don't.
Well, but that's
I'm
the larger.
Say, I mean, it's possible, but I don't.
Yeah,
I highly
everything
think it's
is possible. Everything is possible. I mean, I can sprout wings and fly across Atlanta. It's is it possible? I don't know. Probably not. But is it likely? Also probably not. Anything can be possible. Here's a larger issue, and thank you so much, Andy, for calling from Baltimore. The fact that we got to put in a group of five team, just handing out candy to babies, okay? It's like Halloween. Everybody gets a treat. Well, this is football. Everybody doesn't deserve a treat. You good or you not good? Okay, sure, fine. Oh, well, we got to have a wild card. It can't just be all power four. Why not? Why can't we all just look at the top teams and the top conferences and put them in? There's a reason why it's the power four. Formerly, it was the power five. And now we have a group of five. Let's really call it brass tacks. Do you want to be in the power five or do you want to be in the group of five? Come on now. It's crap. Everybody knows the group of five is not in the power. Let's be real. If we put James Madison on a football field with Notre Dame, Bacha, what's happened 9 times out of 10?
What's happened 9 times out of 10? Yeah, nothing good. Losing.
Yeah, not for James Madison.
No, I think more than 9 times out of 10.
What, 10 times out of 10, Notre Dame's going to smoke them.
Yeah. It'd probably take 1,000 games, I'd say.
And that's wherein lies the problem. And so if Notre Dame wants to have an issue, don't have an issue. Don't have a problem. With the playoff, the selection committee have a system, have a problem with the playoff. That's it. As simple as that. But the system is what the system is, and you play within the rules of it. And, I mean, come on now. For years, Notre Dame has always played within the rules that they want to participate in. Notre Dame is always like, oh, well, we're Notre Dame. We have our own TV contract, and, yeah, we'll participate in the ACC when we want to. Like, they do what they want. They got enough money. They're big enough of a brand name. Don't complain when things don't go your way. Nothing goes everybody's way all the time. Nobody. Listen, who doesn't want to wake up and just say, oh, I want this and it happened. I want this, it fell in your lap. I want this, and it don't work that way. Things are not always going to fall your way. Notre Dame found that out. Too bad. Get over it. Like Notre Dame said in their statement, get ready for 2026. As simple as that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are going to take a break. When we come back, well, I can tell you about someone who things went his way. Shedeur Sanders, even in a loss, he's going to start the rest of the way for the Cleveland Browns. Wow. Well, I think we could have predicted this. I think I did. We're going to get into this on the other side of the break. Looks like Daniel Jones, well, he's going to have to look towards next season if his Achilles is healthy. And then we got Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin getting a little bit of a break with these Steelers. Well, Steelers beat the Ravens. The Ravens got a foot broken up in their, anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. And we'll talk about Shedeur. We'll get into Daniel Jones. We'll talk about the Steelers. We'll get into the Ravens. My apologies to the Ravens, not really. We got a lot to do. But right now on the Infinity Sports Network, it is time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we talked about Notre Dame. They out. They're out of the college football playoff. Miami is in. I'm going to tell you about somebody else. He's in. Oh, he's in as starter for the Cleveland Browns for the rest of the season. Congratulations to Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders, he got the job. I mean, after a loss. I mean, this was a battle of the rookies. We had Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans. They went out there and beat the Browns yesterday, 31-29. Now, if you watch this game, God bless you. Maybe you only wanted to see the battle of the rookies because of two teams. They suck. The Browns are 3-10. The Titans are 2-11. This is a whole lot of nothing, but we wanted to see how they perform. Cam Ward, I mean, for these miserable Titans, they've, well, I can't even say up and down. They've been mostly down. Cam Ward in a victory. Two touchdowns, one interception, 171 yards passing. The Titans did it on the ground yesterday against the Browns. I mean, we had Pollard out there, former Dallas Cowboy, 161 yards rushing to go along with two touchdowns. And then you had Shedeur, who as a rookie, he passed for 364 yards, three touchdowns and an interception. People got to see that Shedeur is out there slinging that rock. You would think that he's right back in Colorado. Shedeur got the job done. It's quite simple. Damn. And then after the game, or even today, we found out that for their remaining games, the rest of the season, there are four more games left on this miserable slate for the Browns. They got the Bears, they got Buffalo, they got Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Shedeur's getting a call. Yeah, he's shown that he can move the ball down the field, something that Dylan Gabriel wasn't capable of doing, or something that he didn't show that he was able to do. And so today, Kevin Stefanski, he spoke to the reporters. The reporters asked him the questions, and let's just say, Shedeur, he got next.
Is Shedeur Sanders your starter now for the rest of the season?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your thinking behind that?
I think all along, Mary Kay, as you know, with our quarterbacks and our young players, you're always making sure that you're making the right decisions for our guys. And I think he has constantly and consistently gotten better in each one of these games and how he's approached this game. He's been working very hard. So I feel good about where his development is heading. He knows there are always going to be plays that he can be better and those type of things. But he's very intentional about getting better each and every game he's out there.
No. Okay. A little bit turn of the tide, change of the tide. Yeah, I feel like he's been crapping on the guy all year. He didn't want to throw him a bone. Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, didn't want to throw, pardon the pun, he didn't want to throw his own guy a bone. It's like he went out of his way to not compliment Shedeur Sanders. He went out of his way to not show him love. He didn't want to, I don't want to say get in the mud, but he wanted to make sure that he earned it. Well, listen, it takes anybody who can look at the football game. Damn it, maybe you only heard the football game. It didn't take much. It hasn't taken much to understand that he's better than Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel is like, let me survey the field, check down, boom, 5 yards. Shedeur can move the football down the field. Dylan Gabriel cannot. And so this was an expectation throughout the course of the offseason. You think about all the quarterbacks that the Cleveland Browns had. Obviously, Dylan Gabriel, who they selected in the draft before Shedeur. You can go ahead and think about before that. We can easily go to Mr. Joe Flacco, who they traded over to Cincinnati, now backing up Joe Burrow. We can think about Kenny Pickett. They had all these quarterbacks who were above Shedeur on the pecking order. And then when it came down to brass tacks, it was very simple. We knew eventually he was going to get his chance. And now he has his chance, and they're going to let him fly. They're going to let him roll. And even yesterday, they tried to neuter him. It's the end of the game. They're trying to go for a two-point conversion. They pulled him off of the field. It's just like, why are you doing that? This man is throwing the ball all over the damn place, and you want to run a wildcat? Now, I understand the premise of it. Listen to me very carefully. You going for a two-point conversion? Are you pulling Tom Brady off the field? Are you pulling Peyton Manning off the field? You pulling Drew Brees off the field? We can go down the list, and I understand Shador is not in that category. But if you really believe in your quarterback, if you're trying to instill confidence in him, you don't pull him off the field. It doesn't matter what level of the depth chart he's in, unless you think he's crap. And it's like, here we are again. The Browns and Stefanski trying to teach this man a lesson. I mean, even Shador was asked about it after the game, and he's like, yeah, listen to what he said.
Did you wish you had the ball in your hand in that moment to tie the game?
If I'm out there any play, you know, I would wish I would always have the ball in my hand, but that's not what football is. Sometimes you got to run the ball. Sometimes you got to kick a field goal. You know, everything. Like, that's the game. That's the game. That's the most important thing is the ball. So in any situation, of course you would want to, but I know we practiced something and we executed it in practice. So I would never go against, you know, kind of like what the call was.
Yeah, what was he going to do? Fight with the call? I need to be out there. He can't do that. He's done. I'm just eager to see what he does. You know, I thought that he would find a stretch after injury. That's exactly what took place. You got Dillon Gabriel got knocked the hell out, and they said, boom, it's Shador's chance. And then he got the call, and he went out there. And he's gotten the job. He's held on to the job, and it makes all the sense in the world from the Cleveland Browns. See what he can do. I mean, even as you continue on, are you going to entertain Deshaun for next year? Looks like they will. Browns are a joke. You might as well see what every single quarterback can do. Simple as that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Could you imagine if Shador ends up being the starting quarterback next year? Deshaun ends up being the backup? And it could be a reality. 888-710-4ISN. JJ is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, JJ?
Hey, JR. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, man. I've been watching football.
Yeah. I've been watching NFL a long time.
Okay.
It wasn't until yesterday that I first heard of this, to get a touchdown catch, you need three steps and a football move. I mean, I know if you're dragging your two toes in the end zone at the sideline and you catch it and go out of bounds, boom, touchdown.
Right.
But Jim Nance, Tony Romo, me, John Harbaugh, no one that I know has ever heard of some three-step rule. Has the NFL sent you some secret memo?
You talking about Isaiah Likely yesterday with the Ravens? And,
yeah.
That what you're getting into?
Yep.
You know, one thing that I've learned over the course of time, JJ, I watch a lot of football too. I think you can agree. You've watched the game, and I mean, like you said yesterday, have you watched the game and you just said, I don't know what the referees just said. I feel like they're just making stuff up on the fly.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm not even saying
the Ravens are doing well, because they're not. I mean, they broke all kind of records last year, but this year I don't know what's going on. That's not where I'm going. But, man, three steps? I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the explanation of it. But let's put it this way. Do you feel he had possession of the ball when he came? He didn't even come down with the ball. He didn't have possession of the ball. I think the explanation might be flawed, but do you think that man had the football?
I thought he did.
I don't think so.
Really?
Isaiah Likely caught the ball. His arms were far away and out from him, and then the ball got knocked. Like, you got to hold the ball. He didn't hold the ball.
Yeah.
Now, I will agree, the referees be making stuff up, but I think in that regard, I don't care about one step, two step, three step, four step. He didn't have the ball there. He didn't.
All right, by the way, let's also look at it again.
Yeah, watch it again, Jay. He didn't have the ball. And I'll tell you this. This is the part that really sucks, and thank you, JJ, for calling from Baltimore. And he's specifically talking about the L that the Baltimore Ravens took yesterday against the Steelers, 27-22. Pretty bad. The Ravens right now have a record of 6-7. The Steelers are 7-6. It's going to be tough for the Ravens to kind of claw out of this one. And then we saw at the end of the game, Mark Andrews, who just got, what, almost a $40 million contract extension, like he deflected almost what could have been a crucial pass at the end of the game to Hopkins. That was not intended for him. Hopkins was looking at him going, why are you touching the ball? And then Lamar Jackson put his hands on his head, and he's going like, why the heck is this guy touching the ball? That was not intended for him. It's bad. And so the Ravens are going one direction, and the Steelers, how about this, just a week later, they're going in an opposite direction. Lamar talked about his level of frustration. Let's listen to the multiple-time MVP talk about how crazy this is.
Through the roof. We shouldn't. I feel like Thanksgiving game, we shouldn't have lost that game. You know, it was turnovers, unfortunately. But this one here is like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you don't know. I know what happened. They missed some key plays at the end. And meanwhile, you got the other quarterback and Aaron Rodgers. He's just like, yo, all y'all people going crazy and the Steelers are done. Steelers are cooked. He blamed the media. Of course he would. That's what Aaron Rodgers would do.
Really felt the rivalry today and how much it means to both teams and the fans.
What does it mean to get a win like this after the week that you guys have had and the week that kind of Mike Tomlin has had too?
Means maybe you guys will shut the hell up for a week.
Yeah, everybody wants to fire Mike Tomlin. We heard that. I feel like all damn it last week. Botcher, what was every other call? Fire Mike Tomlin. That was every other call, right?
Yeah, it was the entire year. It seems that it's been fire Mike Tomlin, fire Harbaugh. But it was so loud last week with just Roethlisberger and James Harrison.
Every week, every damn day. It's like, damn, fire him, fire him, fire him. Nobody knows who they want to hire, but they want to fire Tomlin. I saw Tomlin, he blew a kiss into the camera after the game, and he could have blew that kiss, and he could immediately touch his backside, and we all know what that signal means. It means kiss his backside. But let's see what the Steelers can do the rest of the way. I don't think anybody is going to, scream and yell about what they can do. I still think they have a ceiling, but at least for 1 week, Mike Tomlin is left alone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what? Let's hear from Mike Tomlin on the other side of the break. Yeah, looks like the Ravens are done. Hey, how about this? The Chiefs looks like they're done. And then the Colts, they look like they're done too. We got more NFL to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.